This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Director Comey, Admiral Rogers, people in your line of work are incredibly respected, both your current line of work and the work that you came from. And people in my line of work are not. And there's a reason. The justice system is respected, and the political process is not. So, while this hearing is important, what's really important is what you do after this hearing. And I want you to go find every single witness who may have information about interference, influence, motive, our response, collusion, coordination, whatever your jurisdiction is, wherever the facts may take you, though the heavens may fall, go do your jobs. Because nature abhors a vacuum. And right now, you can't answer most of the questions, either by policy, by law, or because the investigation has not been complete. Therefore, a vacuum exists, which people in my line of work are more than happy to fill. So I need you to fill. I need you to do it with all deliberate speed. But Director Comey, I think it's also important for my fellow citizens to take note of why the system that you come from, the one that I come from, is respected, and this system that I'm in now is not. What is hearsay?
It's information you don't know of your own personal knowledge, but learned from someone else.
It's an out-of-court statement offered to prove the truth of the matter asserted.
I was trying to be a little less lawyerly.
Well, we'll go with your answer. And it is almost never admissible in court. How about anonymous sources? When you were in the Southern District, could you ever call an anonymous source to testify in one of your proceedings?
No.
You couldn't even use hearsay unless there was some widely accepted exception. And what I've heard this morning in some cases is quadruple hearsay. So it would never, a newspaper article would never, ever be admitted as evidence in a courtroom. So the system we respect would laugh you out of court if you came in armed with a newspaper article. But in the political process, that's enough.
Well, you know, here we are. I mean, what Trey Gowdy is saying is that we have, we have let go of the facts, and we've opened the door to innuendo and suggestion and the filling of that void, as he puts it, with fake news. And this has given rise to fake news, Scott. And, you know, this leaves us all very, very vulnerable. And, you know, as Horace Cooper was suggesting earlier, I mean, how much of the underbelly and vulnerability of our country are we exposing here in the name of free speech and all the posturing of these, you know, political operatives? You know, are you guys not pulling this together? Are you not seeing what we're doing here in terms of, you know, were there violations? I mean, it seems to still be nebulous. I mean, Chairman Nunez asked them right off the bat, did it affect any voting? Were there any numbers in these hotspot areas that Trump won that the Democrats thought for sure they were going to win? I think they knew it was going to be close, honestly. But the fact that Trump swept those areas, they're trying to justify and figure out what happened. It had to be the Russians. You know, it has to be Putin. Like, somebody from the outside is going to have that much force and influence as to what's going on. I mean, let's forget about the influence that you failed to have, the Democrats failed to have, because their policies, their longstanding, you know, dysfunctional and ineffective policies. Could that have been a problem? Oh, I don't think so. Let's not look that closely. Let's come up with all these other boogeymen and blame it all on Putin, huh? I guess that's the narrative. we're going down the wrong road, which is always dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we'd love to hear from you. Your opinion counts, all right? You can drop me a line. It comes to me direct. NSA approved. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Time for Doug Giles. Yes, the infamous Doug Giles, founder and editor of ClashDaily.com, author of the wild new book, A Coloring Book for College Crybabies. Hey, Mr. Doug, how we doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. What's shaking?
Hey, I'm telling you, what's shaking is all this insanity. You know, when you and I were growing up, it was Joe Friday who just insisted on the facts. We need Joe Friday back on the plains here so that we can deal with facts and get away from, you know, the voids that are being filled with all this fake news and BS, right?
Who needs facts and science, Bill?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sick of it. Man, he went on a Twitter tirade yesterday, which absolutely, you know, just befuddles the leftists and stuff, and I love it. I don't think he should stop. But he posted his annoyance on Twitter yesterday. My question to America, are you getting sick of this Trump-Russia nonsense that the media, the Democratic media, keeps slinging? The media sounds like, I think, Bill, you remember Jan Brady?
Yes.
Talking about Joe Friday,
right.
Jan
right.
Brady. Remember mm-hmm. how she used to get in her little hissy fit and just start
right.
screaming, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha?
Yes, right.
Well, the left, they're screaming, Russia, Russia, Russia. And I watched Comey yesterday. It was pretty interesting, especially when Trey Gowdy was going after him. And they're like, no, there's no hard evidence there's any collusion.
Yeah, so why do they go down this road? I mean, you know, it's like end of story, okay? No evidence, then get to work. You know, like he said, you know, I want you to get to work and answer some questions. But, you know, you can't have, you know, all the TV cameras there and, you know, these politicians. It's time for them to posture. And, I mean, some of the questions they came up with, Doug, I mean, it's like.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going, we're paying. This is our hard-earned money. We're paying
yeah,
this.
Bro, I was waiting for Sheila Jackson Lee to show up and start braying her insanity. I don't know who that one chick was with a wig, and she could barely read. I was like, "What? This sounds like a third grader is you know." And again, there were no questioning. It was just pontification. The left were getting in their talking points. And here's the jagged little pill that the left have a difficult time swallowing. They put a nasty, corrupt Lardy Hagfish up to be elected as president of the United States. I'm talking about the Hilda Beast.
Yeah.
She got dusted.
Well, she's coming out of the woods, she said yesterday. She's coming out of the woods.
Ooh, please stay back in the woods, man.
Speaking of the Hilda Beast, yes, go ahead.
No, I'm done. So they're trying to explain, you know, why they didn't get their squeaky toy. Why didn't they win the election?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know, they didn't realize until after the dust settled that Podesta and CNN and Donna Brazile and Hillary just completely missed the mark, and America didn't want them. So now they're going to blame it on Russia. You know,
Well, they're, and of course, after yesterday, now she's blaming it on Comey, going, why didn't they say they had an investigation on Donald Trump going on?
Yeah, and you know what I'm going to do? Next time I get pulled over, going 95, zooming through Georgetown up to Dallas, mm-hmm. I'm going to blame the Russians, jacked with my speedometer.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And Comey told me that they changed the speed limit laws on the interstate. It's just pathetic, and that's why I wrote the book Pussification and a coloring book for college crybabies. Because here's instead of just taking just cheeky jabs, is listen, there's something fundamentally jacked up with a human being or a party that cannot take responsibility for their failures. And the left has utterly failed. From Obama, Hillary would have been an abysmal disaster. And so they've got to blame shift, and they've got to blame Russia or low blood sugar or something.
Right.
A man, a true dude, a true human being, a true woman will take responsibility for their blunders, and they'll do whatever they need to do to rectify the situation.
Exactly.
That is not the left.
Right. Well, Doug, I know you're concerned as I am because you see that with the left, defining the new low side, of politics, I'm afraid the Republicans, because they have, they have a way of kind of gravitating to the realm of insanity, and they come out of it with the answer of, well, at least we're not as bad as these guys. Well, these guys are terrible. You don't even want to get in the zip code with them.
Yeah, but the crew that I run around, Bill, they're definitely not looking to emulate leftists in their extremities.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'd like to go back to and point out when they're talking about all this Russian collusion and they're talking about, Trump said that Obama wiretapped him. First of all, they don't have a grasp on hyperbole. Secondly, the New York Times, Bill, posted on their January 21st newspaper and splashed it on their homepage, on their website, that Michael Flynn was wiretapped in Trump Towers. There's no question that he was wiretapped in Trump Towers. Now, who gave the authorization for that?
Right. Exactly. Well, and you know as well as I do, and the pattern has been well established historically within the Obama administration. I mean, who told the IRS to slow walk all the conservative groups and to do everything they can, particularly with the Tea Party, to render them ineffective? And you see, nobody is talking about how the Democratic apparatchik, including Barack Obama and Lois Lerner, what they did in taking an activated political group like the Tea Party out of the mix. What kind of effect do you think that had on several election cycles in this country?
Yeah, and look at Obama's meddling in trying to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu by giving, $300,000 to some anti-Netanyahu group. We're constantly meddling in other people's elections. And then they have the gall to, be aghast that Russia would meddle, and then they try to, pin it on Trump colluding with them. Mm-hmm. I think it's I think their desperation always makes them play the wrong hand. Here's my prediction, my cloudy crystal ball, Bill, that going forward, they're going to fall on their own sword again. Trump's going to be exonerated. He's Deadpool. He'll get the last laugh. He's going to resurrect from this. And I think it's just one more, again, classic public foible that the left does, and to make themselves look like a laughingstock. There's nothing here. There's nothing going to be found. And
Doug, the
I'd
odds
like
are,
to find out who gives the journalists, top secret information.
Exactly. That's what they need to pursue, no doubt about it. But, the thing, the odds are so much against the Democrats. I mean, really coming up bad on this whole deal, because as I tell my kids all the time, the best form of revenge is success. And Donald Trump, in many turns, the way I look at it, has opportunity for success. In fact, it's already being demonstrated, underreported, by the way, but certainly demonstrated. And those are some of the things the mainstream media only could wish they could hide. But the truth is coming out loud and clear, maybe slower than we'd like, but nonetheless, the truth is a very powerful tool, isn't it?
Delegate Rachel Maddow, she's all giddy and hyped it up that, you know, she's got Trump's tax returns and it just completely blew up in her face.
This
happened time and time again. They always overplay their hand, man.
Yeah, and of course she's really excited because she's getting what they call ratings now. So, you know, quite interesting. So it just goes to show you how many people are open for even a false narrative like that. We've got more from Doug Giles on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and all around the world via shortwave. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, visiting with the man of reason, Doug Giles, founder, editor of ClashDaily.com. Doug, you know, I know your heart is like mine, and I think about these young millennials, these young kids our kids, our grandkids, who are going to pick up the mantle of the America that we leave behind here. You know, thank God it's like we got another shot at this. You know, it was definitely, we were in a death spiral. And you imagine what this country would have looked like if we were looking at, you know, the 50th day of a Hillary Clinton administration.
Yeah, it'd be a transgendered mess, man.
Yeah. Well, no doubt.
And like you said, the young people, you know, they might not understand it or feel it from an immediate standpoint, but they would be slowly cooked into being this government dependent little fraction of what God hardwired them to be. I like the fact, Bill, that we've got a president sitting in the Oval Office that's entrepreneur. He's a go-getter. He has testicular fortitude. He takes no crap from any of his enemies. He's a builder. He's positive, got vision, and he's making things happen, even though, you know, it's been a tenuous last 2 days for him. And you know what? That's a good example for young people. You've got to be around people who got vision, who've got drive, who've got passion, ambition. And I dig it. And I think hopefully, like Reagan's economics, Trump's go-get-it attitude will trickle down.
Well, you know, and God forbid they would lose out for this illusion of perfection, whatever that that should be, whatever the professors and the college campuses are trying to promote, but that they're able to see what it is that Trump is bringing to the dance. Many of us have been saying for a long time we needed to have a real, I mean, I said early on, and this was years ago, we needed a Jobs president. It's kind of like that moment in The Godfather. Remember when when they had to tell Tom, who was the family friend and the attorney, that they needed a wartime consigliere. You know, there is a time in life when you need a specific tool for a certain job. And right now, I see Donald Trump as the perfect tool that America needs in order to get retrofitted and to get back on track.
Yeah, America's a business, you know, and politicians, the ones that I know are fundamentally horrible business people, and that's why I dig it. And again, look what he's already doing to the economy. Look at the jobs coming back. GM's taking people that they laid off and putting them back to work. You've got Home Depot hiring tens of thousands of people. You've got plants starting back up for Ford and Toyota, and I can't recall all the other ones, and all that's happened. Again, a lot of that started occurring before even was sworn in, man.
Exactly. This was like the Reagan effect, you know. We got a new president. We better clear the decks here. Get those guys. Let's liberate those guys.
Going back to the point about the kids is that, you know, all these poor little snowflake, pussified 20-somethings that are living in mommy's basement. It's like, hey, you know, you can actually get a job. You can actually start a company. You might be blathering about what Trump is and all this other stuff that you got from your political science teacher at Tallahassee Junior College. But I guarantee once they see that economy start swinging up and they start seeing the potential looking a lot better than it did under Obama's two fetid and feckless regimes, maybe they'll stop their complaining and actually start putting some greenbacks in their pocket.
Exactly. Well, Doug, they're going to get left in the dust here, because guess what? There are some kids that are already getting it. They're at the starting line. They're you know, going up, and you know, whether it's the Keystone XL pipeline to take advantage of those six-figure jobs that are out there, you know, they're rolling up their sleeves and they're ready to get back to work, because most people understand, Doug, you and I have gone through, we've lived enough life to appreciate that it's about being productive. I mean, true happiness comes from you realizing your God-given potential, the giftings and talents you've been blessed with, that those are exercised and grown. If you're stifled in any way, and this is why I'm not necessarily a union guy, because I believe the unions, by their own design, mediocritizes human potential. I've never been one for that. I believe that you should have your feet on the ground, reach for the stars, like Casey Kasem says, and go and dream big. And this is what Donald Trump and Donald Trump's enthusiasm and vision for our country and for these young people, it's there for the taking. I mean, you know, even last year, we had a conversation with Dave Stockman, the father of Reaganomics. He told me, he said, Bill, we haven't, you got to think about this. And why America is so unhappy. We have not created one net bread-winning job since the year 2000, Doug. Imagine that. Is it any wonder people are frustrated?
Jeez, abysmal. No, I don't get people, and I don't get young folks in particular who are looking for handouts, who are looking for people to get them their assistance and stuff. I don't get that at all, man. When I was before I was even a teenager, I was like, man, I got to get some money because I want X, Y, and Z. And so I started working with my brother throwing papers, and then mowing lawns and all that other stuff. I don't understand this whole laissez-faire attitude towards mediocrity and life, and I just want to get by, and I want the government to help me. To me, that's a bastardization of what a true man and a woman should be. It's the antithesis of what I think God created us to be in His image. To me, it's just revolting. I know guys who have the left side of their face blown off, 85% of their body burnt to a crisp, fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Exactly.
Without legs, who are productive, who have got businesses and doing consulting and doing speaking engagements, and then you got the little 20-something in mommy's basement whining about going over a molehill in the Garden of Eden. I don't get those kind of humans at all. Don't get them.
Well, I was showing a friend of mine. She was not aware of the ministry Life Without Limbs, Nick Vujicic. And I don't know if you've seen his story. This guy, I mean, he has a little flipper for a leg. And, we had interviewed his father last year, and what an incredible story. I mean, his father raised him, said, here was a kid that, the government and everybody else would have said, you need to abort that kid. He's going to be a drag on society. This kid is such a blessing. I know that he got married. He might have already had two children already, but he is such an inspiration, especially to these kids that are in college, high school campuses where the peer pressure sucks so bad, Doug, as you know, and all these kids, their calculus and economy is, hey, how many people can I put down and neg out and destroy their psychology and that? And here Nick comes along and says, this kid should not even be accepted. It takes people a minute to kind of absorb, what it is. I mean, you've got just this body that's talking to them, and he's articulating, and it makes their problem pale in significance and gives them hope,
Yeah, exactly. And I can't remember the guy's name, but there's also this comedian, young guy, cerebral palsy.
Yes.
And, again, the left would say, we better just go ahead and abort that kid. He's going to be trouble and, blah, blah, blah. The guy earns, I think, like $250,000 a year going around comedy clubs.
Right.
Hilarious. Makes fun of his cerebral palsy and people who have cerebral palsy.
Right.
It's a trip. And here's the whole point, going back to the dig that we're trying to the hole that we're trying to create to throw the whiners into it is that, what's your excuse, man? You've got cerebral palsy.
Right. Yeah, you got a guy with no arms and no legs. He tells his buddies, he goes, hey, I'm going to swim. They go, what? And he's out there. He's bobbing. There's nothing that holds this kid back. And then, here it is, these modern-day millennials, the champions of the cause, who whine over a cracked fingernail, comparison.
Never be dependent upon any person, any government, nothing, man. Go carve your own way, young.
Exactly. It's your dream. Go make it happen. Doug Giles, founder, editor of ClashDaily.com, author of the wild new book, A Coloring Book for College Crybabies. Grow up. Put on a helmet. Get involved. Do some heavy lifting. Be an asset to yourself and to your family. Doug, thank you so much for being with us.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
I guess sometimes it does take some courage, you know, in the face of, you know, the contention that's happening in our culture today. You know, a fellow talk show host can't even sit down, have dinner, you know, by himself without being jumped because he supports a viewpoint that somebody who is younger and quite a bit bigger disagreed with, and so he pummels the guy. I mean, can you believe this stuff? Is this what it's come down to? Kind of amazing, all this contention. Well, our next guest has been dealing with this kind of disturbing contention for a long time as it relates to our climate. He is the writer. He hosted Climate Hustle, the movie, which he was on with us many times to talk about. Mark Morano is with us right now. Hey, Mark, let me bring you on. I appreciate having the time because we're going to talk about the CAFE standards and what Donald Trump's been doing with that. But I wanted to pause just a moment to, you know, talk a little bit more about, you know, this whole dysfunctional perspective regarding, you know, climate change, what the false science has presented, which now has been pretty much exposed. And, you know, and I sense that there's a bit of an earthquake, and the shaky ground that these one-time scientists have been standing on, you know, we now have scientists with, you know, kind of getting a backbone and are willing to take a stand against this false science that we've been, you know, thrust under for the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, what we're finding is a prominent scientist, scientists who won the Nobel Science Prize, not the Nobel Peace Prize like Al Gore won. Scientists like Freeman Dyson, who's considered the Einstein of our age, a physicist from Princeton University, Scientists like the French socialist, Dr. Claude Allègre, award-winning geophysicist of France. These are scientists who at one point believed, for lack of a better word, in man-made global warming theories back in the 90s, back in the first decade of the 21st century. James Lovelock is another. And then they re-examine the evidence, reverse themselves. So we feature them in the movie. We have a scientist named Dr. Robert Gegengag, University of Pennsylvania, head of the Ivy League Geologist Department, but on almost every continent studying climate for 40-some years, has done hundreds of peer-reviewed studies. He says that he went and saw Al Gore's film and he was, quote, appalled by what he saw, that Al Gore deliberately misled or didn't understand the relationship between carbon dioxide and temperature. So this was a this is a sea change that's happening. We interviewed Dr. Daniel Botkin. And what's happening is that what they're realizing is CO2 has not been the control knob, is not the control knob, and could not be the control knob based on the geologic history of the Earth. And right. Then the other angle of this, which is very important, Bill, the idea that even if CO2 was influencing our temperature, causing more storms, which it's not, and causing record temperatures, which it's not, and harming polar bears, which it's not, the idea that a UN treaty or Congress, congressional regulations or EPA regulations could impact the temperature and regulate storminess and weather, that is the modern witchcraft. And we actually get into that very point, witchcraft, in the film. But people are realizing that governments can't control climate through legislation.
Well, last time I checked, I mean, it's not like Al Gore is a scientist, right?
That's right. Yeah, he's actually got, I believe, a D in natural sciences at Harvard. And now he's going around pretending to be one. He'll say things. He goes on TV just again saying every night on the news is like a nature walk through the Book of Revelations, meaning that every storm and every weather event is now caused by global warming. And the shocker is extreme weather was much, much worse in the past when carbon dioxide levels were lower. And I'm talking 50 years ago, 60 years ago, even 100 years ago.
Kind of amazing that but this is the nature of the truth. I mean, eventually it finds its way out. And, I'm still appalled that, time and place is afforded Al Gore that, there's just not enough courage, I guess, in the media to call it for what it is, the fake science that it is, what they've done to manipulate numbers. And as you say, you've got substantial and learned individuals and scientists that, are proving this to be the case. But meanwhile, there's been a lot of damage, Mark, that's been executed here. I think of good men and women who have been, kicked off college campuses because they said, I just cannot drink the Kool-Aid and sell my soul.
Yeah, in fact, in recent years, and we've profiled Dr. Dennis Rancourt in the film, a Canadian physicist, who literally ended up, talks about how he couldn't get his papers published once he announced he was skeptical. Dr. Judith Curry, a climatologist, is featured in the film as well, Climate Hustle, climatehustle.com, by the way. Mm-hmm. And she just recently retired early, I should say.
Yes.
She's the head of her department at Georgia Institute of Technology. They couldn't take just the daily harassment and all the slings and arrows that happened. And this is what we found when we had the ClimateGate scandal 2009 and 2010, when all the emails of the top organized upper echelon of the United Nations scientists was revealed. This was their campaign. They talked about threatening journals that published papers that didn't agree with the UN, that was against the narrative. It was a campaign cause. And if you were against their cause, they shut you down. They didn't let your papers get published. They threatened you. They intimidated you. This is what the ClimateGate emails, and this is what many of the scientists in the film made them reexamine the evidence when they realized they were being conned by activist scientists at the UN who were creating a campaign cause and not allowing any dissent.
The other thing that galls me, Mark, here is on behalf of the taxpayer, being a taxpayer, seeing my money being wasted away, that these organizations, these institutions were able to tap into the people's treasury, take the money under false pretense, and to promote this agenda and this, this false narrative. I mean, how irresponsible is this? And there's no recourse for our money. I mean, we've been cheated.
Yeah, not just cheated, but people in the developing world are getting their livelihoods deprived. And they don't have running water and electricity, and they're being told by climate regulators, environmental groups, the United Nations, they can't have coal plants in Africa, that they must learn, quote, from our mistakes, unquote. And that means high infant mortality, high death rates, no modern dentistry, no running water, no electricity. This is what they suffer because the planet can't handle them following our model of development. But the most important, another important point is $100 trillion the UN treaty is expected to project over the coming decades. After 100 years, and this was an analysis recently done by a Danish statistician, even if you believe the UN science and you believe the UN climate models, you believe their economic models, and you believe every country that pledged that with the UN Paris Climate Agreement was going to fulfill 100% of their obligations, let's just give them every possible thing. The impact in temperature using the UN's own science and models wouldn't even be detectable 100 years from now, even if you believe what they claim. In other words, it would delay the temperature 100 years from now by 3 years that we would have otherwise had if we didn't have the treaty. In other words, it's an immeasurable difference, even if you accept all of their premises scientifically. Mm-hmm. It's a con from beginning to end.
Mark, how many people would die at the hands of these policies?
Well, in the film Climate Hustle, we actually have Al Gore saying we need, quote, ubiquitous fertility management. And then goes on to talk about how Africa is projected to have more people than China and India combined. Now, we have a white, wealthy Western politician lamenting that there's going to be too many black Africans in 50, 75 years and that we need fertility management to prevent that. So it's going to have a huge impact. We have everything, population, abortions, and the idea of keeping people down in the sense that we can't let them develop. It's been compared to a new form of colonialism where the white, wealthy Western Europe and United States world is imposing this on people of color in the developing world. They're not allowed to develop the way we did, which will naturally mean more death and destruction. So it's, and then, you know, beyond that, you have a lot of the retirees in England because of all the green energy mandates and the skyrocketing cost of fuel. You know, when they have cold winter outbreaks, they have record numbers of deaths among them. And this is what ends up happening is people can't afford their heating bills. And cold kills much more than heat. More people die around the world because of cold outbreaks than they do because of heat waves.
Exactly. Well, Mark, as always, you know, we appreciate the insight. And we come back. I want to talk about the CAFE standards and how Donald Trump's plan to modify those CAFE standards and what it means for the forgotten man and woman, we the people. Why not? Mark Morano is with us, producer of Climate Hustle, and you can go to climatehustle.com for more information. Also publishes, he's a publisher of Climate Depot. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezLive.com and drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Chime in. Let us know your thoughts.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's the address. Love to hear from you. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Today is Memory Day. It's also, am I seeing this right? Yeah, National California Strawberry Day. It's also National Common Courtesy Day, so you might give up that parking space that maybe you thought you were there just a bumper ahead of the other person. Why not? And believe it or not, it's National Teenager Day. Well, our teenagers said every day was their day. I guess there was only one day. We missed that memo, and today happens to be the day that it is. Mark Brownell is with us, producer of Climate Hustle. You can go to climatehustle.com for all the details, and publisher of Climate Depot. And I want to talk about his reaction to President Trump's plan to modify CAFE standards. Explain to our audience, Mark, if you would, what the CAFE standards are all about.
Well, it's corporate average fuel economy. Now, interestingly, this was a bipartisan mess, although Obama made it much worse, but under President George W. Bush, he supported these stricter standards. Currently, if Donald Trump does nothing, if the Trump administration does nothing, your car, the fleet of cars in American industry, is going to have to deliver 54.5 miles per gallon. Now, I don't know how many of you have cars out there that have that. I drive a Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, and I get about 17, 19 alleged on the highway. But what they're doing by these standards, and they're set to kick in the next, 7 years fully, they have statutorily killed the American SUV. And this is what Obama's intention was. They're using these fuel economy standards as a form of social engineering. And what I mean by that is they're saying Americans don't need SUVs. Americans don't need pickup trucks. Americans need little light, two, maybe four cramped seater electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles. And this is how they're social engineering it. They're doing it. This is another classic example of how they're getting away with this stuff below the radar. The average American has no idea until Trump may reverse it. They had no idea that the SUV was essentially the walking dead or the driving dead.
Exactly.
Because these regulations were set to kick in.
So what are we going to do? Put a refugee in an SUV and maybe it'll be saved or something?
That's right. If we say we need big, large SUVs and pickups to cross
transport,
people, bring them across the border, and then they'll be a protected vehicle, and they'll give you, you can have 50 miles, you'll be able to have 10 miles a gallon on them. So,
well, no wonder the auto industry is embracing this president because they see some light at the end of the tunnel that could be pretty positive as opposed to another train coming in to run them over, right?
Yeah, I mean, think about this. We've been at a disadvantage since the 1970s when these were imposed. And what I mean by that is, you remember back in the 80s how Japan in particular was just kicking our rears on all of our cars. And one of the reasons is we were hampered. We weren't set up to build light fuel efficient cars the way the Japanese were. And this is just another way that we are, you know, where Trump's America First would come in. I doubt a President Donald Trump in the 1980s would have allowed this. Mm. So I think what's happening now, they're going to review it, and let's hope that there's either significant rollback or a total scrapping of these standards, because there's nothing that you could do more to unleash the American automobile than to get rid of this. And the way they're coping before Trump's review announced here recently, they're getting lighter. SUVs are getting lighter. They're going to aluminum. They're getting frameless vehicles. And all that means is one simple thing, Bill: higher death tolls on the highways. Every exactly. statistic shows the lighter the car, the more dangerous. Yes, lighter cars are safer, but still, a heavier car is still generally safer than a lighter car. And even, you know, all the cars are switching to aluminum. Once you lose the body on frame, which is typical of many SUVs and trucks, you're going to lose a lot of side impact protection, and you're just getting lighter and lighter and lighter, all to meet mandates that started in the 1970s and then were cranked up because people didn't like the American lifestyle and wanted to socially engineer our cars. They've already gone after our light bulbs. They've destroyed our – they're going after washing machines and dishwashers, about same standards. It's the Energy Star programs from the Department of Energy. They literally – even Consumer Reports has done studies on this. They're sapping all these appliances of energy. 15 years ago, low-end appliances are outperforming new high-end appliances because the owner's standards placed that are sapping all the power out of washing machines, dryers, dishwashers. It's just amazing. And no, Americans generally are not aware of this at all. It's exactly. social engineering at its most successful. It's successful because it's working for what they intend. And number two, no one knows about it. And that's the ultimate achievement of liberalism. When you can sneak stuff in and the public's not aware, then you really achieve something. And they've been having a bonanza the last 10 years.
Yeah, without a doubt, especially with the president, Barack Obama. Is there a cost-benefit analysis? Can we even pose that question over this, the CAFE standard?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think there's going to be I haven't seen the latest on that. It all depends. I mean, every mile per gallon you change it is going to have a different cost benefit. But clearly, say if they get rid of this 54, just say they dropped it, that's 44, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is still high, but there's many ways that automakers, you know, it's about ways they trick the system. So then you get into all these games. So then Ford will do a whole bunch of hybrids and do reduced fleet sales, for leases and rental mm-hmm. cars. And then they can say, okay, we produced that many, even though, you know, they're taking a loss on some of these things just because they could, so they can meet this, so they can then make profit and sell SUVs and not have to worry about it.
Or you just do the Volvo effect, right? Or either that, or you get the Volvo effect in there and you start getting their jury. It's like, hey, if you're going to social engineer, we'll do a little social engineering on our side too, right?
Yeah, so, but yeah, it can only be incredible.
I say Volvo, I meant, was it Volkswagen rather? Volkswagen, not Volvo, I'm sorry.
Oh, right, yeah, Volkswagen. Yeah, right. Yeah. But it can only be incredible economic benefits, because what it's going to do is it's going to allow the automakers to essentially eliminate classes of cars and products that no one wants that they have to make because of mandates. And once they do that, profit margins of the big three and beyond automakers will go up, and that's going to mean good things for the labor unions. It's going to mean good things for pensions. It's going to mean good things for wages. It's going to mean good things for unemployment. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. The only people that are going to be unhappy are people who don't want to see us use that much oil, don't want to see Americans driving SUVs and believe global warming's killing us, and, you know, a whole host of things like that. So this is a good thing. I hope Donald Trump either totally guts this system, and we'll see where it ends up.
Exactly. Well, you know, God forbid the free market would reign and people, you know, be allowed. I mean, this is the freedoms that we enjoy in this country, is that we can choose, if we want a bigger car and we're willing to, you know, put some of our hard-earned money into the gas tank, hey, you know, God bless you, you know, so be it. But why should we be restricted? But that's been the problem for quite a long time. I remember Jack Lew, when he was the Secretary Treasurer of our country under Barack Obama, he said that America wasn't paying enough for a gallon of gas. He thought that we should be paying $8 a gallon. Now, of course,
yes,
this comes from a bureaucrat who is being driven around on our money, right?
Yeah, it was Obama's energy secretary, Stephen Chu, I think, is the one who originally came out and said, yes, that we should be paying like $8 a gallon, like European, that's the way to go. That was their legislative goal. So what they do, they know that's not going to fly today, so they quietly pass these regulations, and they make it happen after they're out of office. If Donald Trump not won, if Hillary Clinton were president, we would be facing this 54.5 imposition, and it would just, and people wouldn't even be aware of it unless you were in the know and looking for it. You're just saying, hey, what's happening to all the SUVs out there? This is the way it works. Where they failed in terms of going below the radar, so to speak, was the 100-watt light bulb. There was a huge outcry years ago, and they have essentially, they're still around. They're not that many. You can still find three-way bulbs, incandescents. But that is, again, just the height of social engineering. And, even today I'm amazed at all the false claims about fluorescent bulbs. Oh, the last 7 years. You put fluorescent bulbs in the wrong atmosphere, like a bathroom where they're on and off and humidity. They're gonna last shorter than regular bulbs. I know because I'm changing fluorescent bulbs all the time that are supposed to last 7-10 years. But this is just one of the cons. It's not consumer choice anymore. It's the small group of elitists making the decisions. That's what we wanted. That's what they want to do with climate. The UN has actually said it's not about environmental policy. It's about global governance, and it's about redistribution of wealth. Right. That's their goal. They're open about it. They're not claiming they want to save the climate. They even say even if the science is wrong, we're doing the right thing by policy, which is centrally planning.
Well, the corporate average fuel economy, CAFE Center, we're talking about, we got a little bit of time before it fully goes into effect, but the prospect is, and what Donald Trump is suggesting here with some of the statements that he made, that he wants to do away with this. So how far back do you think that he's got the courage to roll it back on?
Well, here's the problem. And there's a lot of excitement about the Trump administration. The problem is it's who you surround yourself with. And for instance, on the UN Paris Agreement, sadly, unfortunately, Donald Trump picked Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. I don't know what you think of him on other issues, but on climate, I almost want to say he's a bad apple. This was a guy who was ExxonMobil CEO, literally capitulated to all the green groups. He's accepted the science of global warming. He supported a carbon tax. He supported UN treaties saying we need a seat at the table. He repeated that. So I think Donald Trump's heart's in the right place, but I think some of his personnel are going to be a problem. And I don't know that we're actually going to pull out of this UN agreement. They're going to have some muddled kind of like, we'll stay in it, but we won't follow it, which is bad because then the next president can come in and reinforce it. You want to undo as much as possible what you can to make it harder down the road. So to answer your question.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish up your statement.
Well, to answer that, I'm bringing that up as an example to answer your question directly. It's hard to say. My guess at this point is there will be, quote, moderate influences within the government. Keep in mind, even if Trump has the right personnel, they're still dealing with career bureaucrats embedded at these agencies like Energy Department and EPA. And it's just a huge challenge. So I think what's going to happen is they're probably not going to get rid of it. They're probably going to roll it back significantly, which is a good positive. But, I just don't know that – I think Washington's so entrenched that I don't know that any one administration could ever just come in and do massive cleanup. But, everything's positive about Trump. No matter what he accomplishes at this point, it's all good because of what we've done.
Well, we definitely have stopped the momentum of this radical movement. That a social engineer is done everything they can to social engineer every aspect of our very lives. Mark Morano, producer of Climate Hustle. Go to climatehustle.com for more details. Also a publisher of Climate Depot. Mark, always great to have you with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Enjoy it.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hunters.